It's time once again for the Passion to Succeed podcast, where we explore the traits, mindsets, and attitudes of passionate and successful individuals. This show is for anyone who wants to make a difference, make more money, learn from the greatest minds, and discover how to be more successful in all you do and doing it with a pure passion to succeed. Here's your host, serial entrepreneur, successful author, and the world's most passionate master coach, Craig White.
Hey, and welcome to another insane episode of the Passion to Succeed podcast show. This is episode 94, and I'm super excited to bring another network marketing story. Like many of you all know, like my passion is about going out there and making a positive difference in the world, whether that's in the space of network marketing, where I have the opportunity to influence, to train, to mentor people to build successful online businesses to 4, 5, 6, 7 figures and beyond. But alongside that, this Passion to Succeed podcast show and my Passion to Succeed digital training business. However, stories for me, like real life stories, people that have learned the skills, created the success, and changed their life really does warm my soul, warm my heart, and empower me to keep going, to keep influencing and supporting other people. And this lady that I want to introduce you today on this podcast show is another legend that is doing exactly that, making a positive difference and creating lasting and tangible change. So I really do hope you enjoy today's show and look forward to speaking to you soon.
Hey, good evening. Hope everyone's really, really well. Hopefully my phone is going to be okay. It's interesting. I was on a Zoom for nearly a couple of hours, but time literally flew by. And then I put the great Zoom, speaking to some amazing people, incidentally. Absolutely buzzing. Like, if you're watching, and I'm going to bring this legend on. If you are watching and you're looking at what we're doing as a team and as a company and looking for to make a change, then, you know, you've got to get my own. Speaking to some insanely amazing and beautiful human beings at the moment about partnering with us, and just being on a Zoom for 2 hours, and now I get to speak with this legend. This is going to be fun, by the way. I'm going to introduce you to this lady in a second, but my phone just started having a right hissy fit. I'm like, literally, I'll be honest, it was overloading, like nothing was working. And here we are. Good evening, Abby. How are you?
Good evening. Oh, God. I'm not going to lie, I have had a fluster about coming on here. As you know, I've suffered a bit the last few weeks and I'm just trying to get myself back into everything. So I'm here. That's the main thing. I'm here. So,
indeed. Yeah, hey, look, guys. If you're...
Loving life.
Is that from your holiday? You've still got your holiday braid in?
I have indeed. I'm like a big kid.
Very nice. I've stumbled on a photo yesterday of me and a friend in Spain. We had a couple of holiday braids. Obviously, it had become quite a fun afternoon on the beach. And there's a picture of me and him with these holiday braids. And I'm like, why? Why?
Oh, dear. I'm guessing alcohol was involved in that, yeah?
Well, you know, I don't drink so much anymore. But back then,
No, I didn't drink a lot, actually, when I was away. I had a few other night time, but I didn't drink much, to be fair.
Not a big drink. We learn and we evolve, I guess. I think as we get older, like, you know, the consequences are a lot more painful.
Well, right? I have kids with me, and the worst thing is having the kids screaming and fighting the next day around the pool, and you're hungover trying to sort them out. So, no, it wasn't for me. John took the wrap of all that for us, so we're all good.
The dream, mate, the dream. Where have you been again? Was it Turkey you went to?
Lanzarote,
completely
different place. I'm going to Turkey in 4 weeks.
Are you, mate? Really? The dream.
Living the dream.
Mate. Buzzing. Hey, look, I'm really glad that you've come on, because I know you're super busy with the family, with work, and obviously with your business as well. And I wanted to introduce people to you. And I just thought we'd have a little bit of fun, because with all honesty, you're a little bit crazy. I'm a little bit crazy. Got no idea where this live is going to go, but it's going to be fun. But
we'll try not to go off on too much of a tangent there, because you know what both of us there are like. So
yeah, unlikely.
I'm saying we're going to stay on track. I have no idea what we're even going to talk about, so who knows what track we're going to go down here.
Yeah, me neither, really. But I know, like, one of the reasons I wanted to introduce you guys. So look, if you're watching live on my profile, then hey, this is Abby. If you're watching on Abby's profile, you know Abby. If somebody shared this and like anything that we share with you resonates with you, if it's on their profile, get back in touch with them, because I want to introduce you to this woman, because I've actually known Abby not even a year yet.
Nope.
Eight months. And Abby stumbled into our business. We've become friends. And I remember meeting her, like, she is very crazy in real life as well. But just had a lot of fun. And I think, you know, when you're in business, and like, it's very easy, like, you know, in life to kind of drift and to settle and you get in the corporate world. But I think one of the biggest things that I think people miss having is fun. And you're a lot of fun. But I know since you've been in the business, like, we obviously work in the social selling and network marketing industry. Abby, for many, many years, been an absolute legend, be very successful wherever she's been. And I wanted to share a little bit of her story, but also some, we're just probably going to bounce things off each other and just share some ideas on how, you know, people can be brave to take a step into the world of the entrepreneur and network marketing, but also like some kind of ideas on how to really elevate and accelerate your success. Now, Abby is going to be one of our keynote speakers on Saturday the 13th and 14th of May. And this is a generic network marketing event we're running. The speaker lineup is insane. And Abby is one of these in Spain. In Spain?
In Spain?
Love to be in Spain. Insane speakers on one of the days. I can't remember what day she's speaking, but it's going to be a real cracking event. But Abby, tell us a little bit, because I know obviously you are, I forget where you live. You're down on the south coast somewhere, aren't you?
No, Craig, I'm nowhere near there. I'm Birmingham.
That's south, isn't it?
Not really, no.
Do you know what? I don't know why I think that, because I knew when I said it, and then I listened into your talk, I'm like, why am I saying just from the south?
Yeah, I'm a Brummy, mate, through and through. There's no south in me whatsoever. You might as well call me Yum Yum. Get it out the way. I like chips and gravy. I'm from the Black Country. That's up here. Yeah.
Chips, gravy and cheese, or just chips and gravy?
Oh, sometimes a bit of cheese on. Just depends. Or a bit of beans on the top.
Very nice. Oh, we've got a thing about beans, haven't you? Maybe we should tell people a little bit about beans.
If my audience are watching, they all know about my beans anyway. So I've actually had beans tonight. So.
Beans on toast, you know what? One of my favourite pastimes. You know what?
I don't actually have them on toast that often.
You just have them out of the can, right?
No, I have like garlic bread with them, or like chicken nuggets.
I tell you what they're really nice on, a crumpet.
Yes, with cheese on top.
Yes. Cheesy beans.
Cheesy beans all the way. Oh, yes. I'm actually going to write to Heinz and ask them to just start doing cheesy beans so I don't have to add the cheese to them.
It'd be so much easier, wouldn't it? That literally, that would go through the roof, I'm sure. Somebody must buy cheesy beans.
I did buy a Heinz beans pizza. Have you not seen those?
No.
Oh, mate. I'm literally right next to my freezer. I'm going to have to grab it.
Right. So I always said this was going to be fun, so... look, Abby's a legend, and she's, oh wow, an actual Heinz beans pizza. Where did you get that from?
Iceland. They are the bomb.
They've literally got beans on them, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There they are.
Now, this is social selling at its best, right? I just want to share with you. But here's the fascinating thing. If any of you are new to like social selling, network marketing, like, Abby's not going to get paid by Heinz or Iceland. But she's just reckon, I'm going to go and buy one of them pizzas, incidentally.
I advertise Heinz beans on a daily. Like, not Branston, not Aldi's Owns, no, nothing else. Heinz beans. Like, I tag them in my stories and everything. Like, they reshare my stories. Like, I don't get paid for that. You should set up an affiliate marketing scheme for me, because...
You should be one of their content creators.
I'd be paying so much money from Heinz if they had a scheme going, you know, but they don't, so I'll just carry on sharing for free.
Indeed, mate.
Just like so many other people do, you know, like the Milky Way. What is it? What was I eating the other day? I forget the name of it. Nestle Milky Bar Gold.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That, again, that is absolutely amazing.
The Milky Bar Kit.
Yeah, I shared it a few times on my Facebook, and so many people went and brought them and tagged me in it, and I was like, I've only brought this because you said it was nice. And it's just things like that. Like, that is literally all we do.
Yeah.
You know, we're just sharing what we love and people buy it, and it's exactly the same as something that we're not even getting paid on.
So how long have you, like, when you look at, like, obviously network marketing, social selling, how long, when did you start your network marketing journey? How long ago was that?
Oh, God. George was 10 months old, and he's 11 in June, so this is my 10th year.
Wow.
10th year in the industry. I mean, I did take about 2 years out when I had Harry, just because I had a bit of a difficult time having him, but my heart was always there for it. You know, the passion was always there. It was just, I had to obviously work on myself and a new baby and, you know, postnatal depression, things like that, and got myself back sorted. And then the fire was back again and the debt was there. And it was like, do you know what? There's only me that can do something about this situation. So get your ass into gear and go and do something about it. And that truthfully is that's the turning point when I had my most success. You know, the first 5 or 6 years in the industry, yeah, I did have success. I earned, you know, a decent amount of money, but I wasn't connected to it. It was just something that I just did here and there, just something that I could, you know, a bit like now, I suppose, but I am obviously more connected now. And before, it was just, oh, I'll show up when I want to show up. You know, I'll do bits and bobs in between. I didn't really have goals. I didn't really have anything I was striving towards. And, you know, when I took those 2 years out, obviously I was used to earning that, you know, £1,000 a month or whatever. And I, you know, lost that income, but I was still living that lifestyle. So that's where the debt comes in, you know? And then you get to a point and you're like, oh my God, what the hell have I done to my life? I'm like mid-20s. I've got like, I'm not even going to say how much debt, but ridiculous amount of debt. And, you know, it tears you down, it rips you down. And I'm sure there's probably people watching this now that have got debt. You know, we're in the cost of living crisis, for God's sake. There's people out there, you know, that are struggling. And I've been there. I've had to lend the pound off, you know, loved ones to get bread and milk from the shop and things like that. And that makes me work every single day, because I will never go back to that position again. I will never be in a position where I'm choosing between eating or heating, or no, you can't have that magazine in the shop, kids, or put that chocolate bar back because I can't afford that on top of what we need to actually get. I will never go back to that position again. And when people say that they don't know what drives them and they don't know why they'd want to do the online industry and make money and things like that, even just little things, it doesn't have to be a massive goal. Like, you know what my goal is. You know now I want to buy a house so the kids can play in the paddling pool outside the back doors, make watermarks and open my patio doors. You know, that is my goal. That is my dream. And I will get there. But I've obviously had all the stepping stones in between. Like, when I joined, I didn't want a big house. I already had, you know, I had my little flat. I was happy in my little flat. And you've got to dream big, because I never believed that I could achieve any of that. But you have to work on yourself, your mindset, get yourself, like, you know, your goals and things like that, and work towards them. But yeah, there's been so many stepping stones in between to even get to the position that I'm at now. So I know you're the same, Craig. You always make it clear to people, you know, you don't get overnight success. You know, it takes time to build that success. But if you've got solid goals and you've got a dream and you've got a plan, there's nothing stopping you to get there. You've just got to put the work in.
I think it's interesting as well, like because, you know, obviously, like you mentioned, like earning £1,000 a month in the past, like when you first got into the industry, and then obviously things shifted when you took the 2 years out to kind of, you know, recuperate, re-energize, recover. And I think so many people live above their means naturally. Like I to be honest, I was one of the worst. Like I had a lot of debt before I got in the industry. Then I made a lot of money, but I wasn't clever with my money. I just spent it. And, you know, I cleared debt, and then I accumulated more debt. And then I mean, obviously I'm fine now, but it's only like this year that I learned, if you can't buy it twice, don't buy it once. And I'm like, I wish I'd heard that 5, 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting, because I think when a lot of people look at network marketing and social selling, most people don't realize, and this was me, like I know when I got into the business, I'm like, how can you even make 50 quid a week, like, let alone a full-time income? But you was way back then earning £1,000 a month from the business, and people don't realize that that is a realistic reality to get started, get busy, and go out there and make £1,000. And then obviously you know, you've talked about goals, not having them. I think, like, obviously you had that trigger point. Some people it's desperation through the debt. Some people it's inspiration. Some people go from desperation and then into inspiration, like you have gone from the desperation clearing your debt.
Definitely desperation.
And now it's inspiration, because obviously you've got yourself in a really great position, and you know, obviously that inspiration now to go and have your home with the garden and the paddling pool. I think you should get a swimming pool fitted, and I think you should help me. I think you should help me get Luba to agree to let me have a swimming pool as well, because she keeps saying no.
Only if me and the kids can come for a holiday.
Do it.
Then I will blag Luba all day long. I'm like, Luba, you've got to have one, because you know, we all need to come for like team meetups and team get-togethers and stuff. And if you've got a poodle, it'll just be absolutely amazing. The kids can all go and play. We can just all sit on the side, have a barbecue. Oh, I've got it all visioned out here.
Oh, mate, bring it on. So what did you say? Like, you talked about goals and obviously mindset. And I know, like, you know, you could probably talk for an hour on goal setting and peeling back the onion, because, you know, I'm really excited that you're going to be speaking. This is why I wanted to introduce you to people, because you're a genuine woman. You've had your trials and tribulations of life, but you've come out and you've succeeded, and you're making a massive impact on hundreds and thousands of people, not just today, but in the past as well. And I think sometimes, maybe even you, because I know I do, we probably underappreciate how good we are, and you're a freaking legend. And the fact that you're going to be speaking at this event, like, I just wanted people to introduce you to people. But I know you've mentioned goals and mindset. What's been like one of the moments that's been like maybe a trigger for you? Or what's been some of the best moments of your kind of career in network marketing, maybe your last 8 months? What is it that kind of gives you the feels? Do you know what I mean?
God, there's so many. One thing for me, like I said previously, in the first 5-6 years, you join the companies to share the incentive trips and things like that, and you put it out there on your socials, and you're like, I'm going on this trip, and I'm, you know, look at this, and I never used to achieve them. And I always used to think, I'm just never going to be on one of those trips. And then when I had the trigger point of the desperation, when I was in the debt, and I went back, but I went into, not my previous company, the company before that, and there was nothing and nobody stopping me from getting on that trip. And that trip had been running for 4 months before I'd even joined. And when I joined in the July, the incentive period ended in the November, and I achieved it in 2 months.
Wow.
Just for literally bringing people into the business, coaching and supporting them to get to a certain position, and then my own personal retail. I didn't do it through rank ups or anything like that. I literally did every legwork myself. Wow. And that resulted in me getting number two in the whole company for recruiting, which that run from January to December. And like I say, I only joined in the July, wow. So I had 6 months on top of like everyone else had 12. And it just blew my mind as to what could actually be achieved in this industry if you go full hog with it and you literally put your all into it and run with desperation. So I got flown to Barbados for 6 days, which was absolutely lovely. I then achieved Singapore and I achieved Iceland, but I actually walked away from that company in the January, so I never went on those trips. I'll give those trips up. We won't go into all... We don't want bad vibes on here. We won't go into them. I walked away for my own personal reasons, so walked away to that previous company that I was with before Oriflame. Again, that was like my saviour. That was my saviour gap. That was where I really worked on myself. That's where I built my confidence back up and got myself to a point where I believed in myself. Like, yeah, I'd had that success. I was like, was that a fluke? Did I really do that? You know, like, it gets to, because I had 6 years of not achieving much. Well, obviously I did achieve, but not to that extent. Mm-hmm. So I think my main trigger point was when I got the confirmation that I'd achieved that trip. And I was just like, there is no way I will ever join another company and not achieve the incentive trips. And obviously I've come here, achieved Turkey straight away, I've achieved Morocco straight away, and I can't go. I'm gutted, absolutely gutted, but I won't miss another trip.
I'm going to send you so many pictures from Morocco, because I'm actually gutted that you're not going either, because I was looking forward to just pushing you in the pool.
I'm actually going to block you all. I'll be in Tenerife. I can wave to you from the other side.
Yeah, do you know what? I love like listening to you there, because you've just made this decision, and like, obviously, you've then worked on, like, building that belief in yourself and evolving. And I think everything's just, like, a setup for the next opportunity, isn't it? And, you know, in network marketing, I think, like, people, you know, are looking, they're enjoying learning. And people move until they find, you know, what they kind of designate their home, where they're going to spend maybe their career building a residual income. Because that's the dream. to work hard now and get paid for the rest of your life, right?
But I was done with the industry, you know this, but before I even come to Oriflame, I was done with the industry. I was ready to walk away, pack it all in, like, you know, like I said, my last 2 years in my previous company, I didn't achieve much, but I achieved things personally. I didn't achieve, like, massive money or, you know, incentive trips or anything like that, but there was nothing on offer there for that. It was more of just a stopgap for me to just really work on myself. I was working 7 days a week, running my business, 2 small boys, house to run. I did everything, you know, and it all just got on top of me. I burnt myself out. So I had to take a step back and I was like, do you know what? I'm just done with the whole industry. It's obviously not for me. It really knocked my confidence. And the last 6 months in that company, that's when I really worked on myself. And that's why I walked away from it. But I was ready to walk away completely.
Yeah.
Until obviously I seen this and I was like, well, I've just put a post on my profile. Like, you know, people call us the little catalogue company. And yeah, we are a lot smaller catalogue, though, because we just like thousands of trees. Company-wise, we are not small. And we are the biggest underdog I've ever seen. Like, we are going to go huge in the next 12 months.
Like, do you know, it's interesting. I was speaking to a few people earlier before we jumped on and, like, you know, looking at the business, and this seems to be like a consistent thing at the moment. And, like, I think a lot of people, like, because I remember, like, for me, I'm not sure if you know this, but I actually nearly got a job. Like I literally, when my last company went down, I don't know what happened, but I started applying for jobs because I was hurt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I actually got offered, I can't remember if it was 2 or 3 jobs, because I went on and did these interviews. And when I'm doing these, like, online interviews, I'm like, I remember thinking, what am I doing? They're already telling me what to do.
Like, you're unemployable.
I know. Honestly, mate, I'm like, what? And I got offered these jobs, and I'm like, and then when they offered, I remember when they said to me how much they were going to pay me, I started laughing. I thought, I'm not getting out of bed for that. But I nearly made that fatal mistake because I was, you know, upset. I was hurt. But actually, my passion's in this industry. And I think, you know, stumbling into the business very much like yourself, like, I just think we're super blessed. And yeah, exciting times ahead. I mean, I love your story, and I'm excited for the future. I am gutted that you're not coming to Morocco, but look, one trip's just one of many. You've got Turkey at the end of the month, and yeah, you deserve every success coming your way. So if you was to, like when we've got this event coming, how apart from nervous like me, like, what's your feelings of this event on the 13th and 14th? Because it's going to be pretty insane, right?
It's going to be, like, I'm actually still, like, I don't even know the word to use for it, that I'm even a part of the event. Like, alongside all these other speakers, like, you know, again, with the self-belief and things like that, like, yeah, you believe in yourself, you're going to achieve your goals and stuff. But when you get asked to do something like this, you're like, against all of those people that are literally massive industry leaders, and you don't realise that you're being asked because people obviously think that you are at that position as well, but you just don't believe it. But I am so excited to listen to all the speakers, listen to all the golden nuggets, get all the top tips, and just implement it all into the business. Like, if people don't get a ticket for this event, they're missing out massively, because all donations are obviously going to charity. It's not even a profitable event for anybody. It's all going to charity. So, you know, I just keep sharing it far and wide to just get as many people on it as possible. It's generical, like you say. It's nothing to just do with Oriflame. It's for everybody. Mm-hmm. So if you're watching this and you haven't got a ticket yet and you're in the industry, go and get a ticket. Me or Craig will post it after.
I think the great thing as well, like, you know, the speakers are going to be phenomenal, but, like, people have got a little bit of an insight into just your energy tonight and your authenticity. And I know, obviously, that you're going to be bringing the fire. Like, I think I think, like, people are, like, doing 20, 25 minute slots. It's like literally power training after power training, but just real people talking about real success and tangible opportunities for people to make a shift and make a change. And I've heard you speak many times, and I'm really excited to share you with the world and to have you talking. So look, thanks very much for jumping on with me. You're an absolute legend and friend.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad that you enjoyed living on the South Coast.
Yeah.
My little Brummy friend. Anyway.
Thanks, he's got us mixed up, mate.
Oh, I haven't got you mixed up. I've been thinking you live on the South Coast forever. And every time we talk, I'm sure I mention it. And you're like, Craig, I'm a Brummie. And I'm like, what's even going on in my head?
I'm in the middle. Right. Yeah. I mean,
maybe you're destined to go and live on the south coast in Bournemouth in one of them £10 million houses overlooking the beach. Who knows?
Well, who knows? I think I might go to the Canary Islands more than the south coast.
I think that's probably better buy, yeah. Oh, do you know what? Let's digress. I found out, like, there's something being built in Indonesia. It's like an eco-village. You can get a house for 17 and a half grand. What? I'm like, right, yeah, let's go. And I'm, like, messaging them. I'm like, can you send me some info?
Craig.
Luke's like, what are you doing? I'm like, we're going to Bali.
It can be our, like, team retreat place.
I know, that's what I was thinking. How cool would that be? I'm messaging Charlie saying, should we buy a house?
Luba's like that, blocking all the bank accounts. Do not let Craig lose his money.
Oh, mate, love it. Hey, look, thanks for joining me. You're an absolute legend. Have a great evening. And really appreciate your
time. I'll see you in half an hour on the opportunity call.
Indeed, 30 minutes. Join us.
Yes. See you later. Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we would appreciate it if you would like. Most people share through social media. Then subscribe, rate and provide a review over at iTunes and SoundCloud. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us. The Passion to Succeed show is brought to you by passiontosucceed.com. Get over to the website, subscribe and join the community of passionate people.